This is a CBC podcast.
Welcome to the Story Store, the very professional place where your stories are made to order. I am Mr. Orlando, and with me is Gary the Unicorn.
Hey, Mr. Orlando, check out my boomerang.
Watch out, listener. Oh, that was a close one. Here it comes again.
Ha, there, I caught you.
Gary, what part of no boomeranging in the store don't you understand?
I can't help it, Mr. Orlando. I'm so excited to talk to my cousin Larry from Australia today that I'm trying to get prepared by doing my favorite Australian things. It's going to be boomerang throwing, opera singing, and surfing from this point on.
But, you know, it's funny that you should say that, as we just got an order for a story featuring a very Australian animal.
Ooh. We'd like a book about two brothers trapped in a video game together featuring, for some reason, a kangaroo.
Woohoo! You never need a reason for a kangaroo.
This is the story of Trapped in the Game. But first, I take you to the detention room, where identical twin brothers sat. Josh, in the red hat, and Jeremy, in the blue hat, were writing out the sentence, "I will not pretend to be my twin brother," 1,000 times.
Ugh, my hand is cramping up. Miss McCarty, can we stop already?
Miss McCarty glanced up from her latest issue of Teacher's Magazine.
Not until I get those 1,000 lines, Josh. Or should I say, Jeremy?
Cut it out, Josh. You got us in enough trouble already. Look, I didn't want to write your science test. I didn't want to write your French quiz. And I really didn't want to be sitting in detention after school.
Well, you probably wish you were at home doing homework instead, huh?
Well, we don't get to play video games until our homework is done. So I'm working smarter, not harder.
Yeah, sorry, I don't speak nerd, so I'm just not sure what you're trying to say.
Josh stopped writing and looked around the room. Anything would be better than this.
Miss McCarty to the teacher's lounge.
All right, boys, don't even think about going anywhere.
As their teacher left the room, Josh spotted a large item in the back, covered up by dusty sheets.
Whoa, I wonder what that is.
Josh, don't!
But of course, Josh did. He took off the sheets, revealing a vintage arcade machine with the words, "Australia, the game." He pushed the on button, and the machine came to life, glowing and singing.
Miss McCarty's gonna know he touched it now. She'll be back any minute.
But we haven't gone anywhere, you big wimp. You're the one who likes video games so much. You know what? I bet this week's allowance that I can beat you.
Jeremy, don't!
But of course, Jeremy did. The brothers pushed player one and player two buttons at the same time, and... Josh and Jeremy looked around them. They were on a beach with blue skies above and clear water crashing on the shore.
Oh, where are we?
Inside the game, of course.
How do you... Wait a minute. Who said that?
A kangaroo, for some reason, stood before them.
G'day. Crikey the kangaroo, at your service.
Whoa, you can talk?
Course I can. It's an arcade video game. Couldn't help but notice you two identical fellas need a hand. I can get you to the mainframe and out of the game.
Josh, I don't know if we should trust the first character we beat. She might be a bad guy.
What a dag. Me? Evil? I'm a friendly kangaroo. Ask anyone.
Why would the only character in this game be trying to hurt us, Jeremy?
Jeremy pulled Josh aside to have a whisper argument.
We should do this, Josh.
You're always such a baby. You're a baby, baby, baby.
Trust her right away.
It was a whispered whirlwind when Josh triumphantly turned back to Crikey.
To the mainframe!
So the three characters walked through each level. While Jeremy walked ahead on his own, mad that no one would listen to him, Josh and Crikey kept the conversation going.
So that's what a hockey game is. Crikey, I'll have to go see one.
Totally. We'll all have to go, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, too bad you live in the game.
Yes. Too bad.
After hours of conversation, Crikey began to reveal her true colors.
Listen, Josh. Can we talk hopper to hopper?
Yeah, sure. Whoa, look at that coral reef.
Stay with me, Josh. Huh? This Jeremy fella, he's a real bummer. What I didn't tell you two is that in order to escape through the mainframe, you need a boost up. I've never been able to reach it before. What do you say we have Jeremy boost us up? Then we can escape without him. I really want to watch a hockey game, you mate.
Sure. Could be evil, but sure.
You little ripper.
So the trio walked to the mainframe. It felt like it had taken days.
There it is. That button up there. We just need a boost up to the wire. Jeremy, will you do the honors?
Yeah, Jeremy.
You got it, Jeremy.
The two brothers stood next to each other and traded hats. Crikey had been talking to Jeremy this whole time.
Oh, crikey! Seriously, I am surprised.
Josh quickly boosted Jeremy up to a dangling wire. Josh grabbed Jeremy's hand and swung himself and his brother up to the button. They pressed it at the same time. The boys landed back in their desks and turned around. The arcade game was gone. It was like it was never even there. Miss McCarty entered the room with an even newer issue of Teacher's Magazine.
Well, it's 4, and I really want to catch that Oprah rerun. You both can go if you've sufficiently learned your lesson.
And they did. Whether you're a twin, a sister, or a brother, you would do anything for one another. The end. Now, listeners, if you would like to order a story from the Story Store, you can call us at 1-888-413-2781, toll-free in North America, or email us your audio request at thestorystore@cbc.ca. Now, Gary, when are you calling your Australian cousin?
Ooh, I got him on the horn right now. Larry, meet my best friend, Mr. Orlando.
Oh, g'day. Nice to meet you, Orlandy. Come on, give me a nice big e-hug.
I can see the family resemblance.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.